Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for Tuesday, October the 15th, 2019. So today, the little book I've been using for morning meditations has one verse, and I hardly ever like to read just one verse. But this is from Psalm 90, verse 12. It says, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Now, what you might want to know about that verse is that it's in the midst of a prayer that it says is attributed to Moses. And in the prayer kind of gets into this idea that God takes his people back to dust, kind of like what we talked about yesterday, that there will be a time to die. You sweep people away in the sleep of death. Our lives are like grass. And so there's this whole long thing. And then at the end of that, it says, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." I think what this psalm is getting at, is that when we think we are immortal, when we act like we are immortal, when we kind of tend to act like our own gods, we are our own God, that we kind of have control and that our life will kind of go on forever. And the younger we are, the more this is more of a temptation. As we age, we begin to realize our limitations. But as we, and not in a morbid way, think about death, but as we understand that we are finite beings who are only on this earth for a short time, so how we live matters. And this is what this verse is getting at. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. You're probably less likely to waste your days if you realize that you're only given so many days. When you think that the days will always just keep coming, then you can choose to waste your days on whatever you think will give you pleasure on that day or will be fun for that day, because you realize you think that there'll just always be more days. Same thing with relationships. How many times, as people's parents have aged, have you wished you would have spent more time with your parents when they were younger? There are these understandings that come to us when we begin to realize that the length of our days are not very many. Today happens to be my brother's 50th birthday. And for me, that is a strange thing, because it means I'm not too far behind him. And it just reminds us that life travels very quickly. We both have kids that are in college. We both have, seems like just yesterday, we were running around in the backyard at our house and having a good time and playing basketball together. And life travels very quickly. And by understanding that our days are not infinite and that our days are numbered in some way, well, in a very real way, we will all die. There's a sort of wisdom that comes with that, especially as we trust the Lord in that. And so we begin to value people, we begin to value relationships, we begin to value time, and we realize that there, every choice that we make today really matters. The way we treat people today matters. The way we live today matters. And so today I hope you will go out, not in a morbid sense, but just realizing that there is wisdom and understanding that the way we live with each day that we're given matters. The old country song that was kind of cheesy, honestly, you know, after a while, the live like you were dying is kind of that same thing, that there's a wisdom to be gained in living each day as though you knew your time on earth were limited. Because it really is for all of us. And so on this Tuesday, I hope you have a great day, and I hope you realize that each moment that you have is a gift from your Creator, and that there are many opportunities in front of us to love others, to share in joy and relationship, and to never take any of that for granted, because every day we have no idea how many days we have on this earth, and we have an opportunity to do good and to spread love and hope and joy and peace everywhere we go. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.